From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Department of Agriculture says the suspension of certain poultry and feathered fowl activities issued in February has been lifted. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports the suspension was put into place in response to outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza and cases in wild birds in Georgia. Exhibition shows and sales pertaining to poultry and feathered fowl can now resume in Georgia, although the GDA urges poultry producers to follow strict biosecurity. A number of factors are sending up red flags about slowing economic activity and a potential oncoming recession. A CoBank report says inflation is the largest red flag and the Fed is ready to raise rates until it believes inflation has been controlled. CoBank Vice President Dan Kowalski says warehouse and inventory costs are still rising at near peak levels and transportation costs are rising at a much higher rate than before COVID. U.S. grain exports in all forms totaled 96 million metric tons during the first 9 months of the current marketing year. The exports to 145 countries are just under the total at the same point last year. Increased grain exports to Mexico, Canada, and Colombia helped to offset year-to-date losses in China and Japan. Those five markets account for almost 70% of grains in all forms commodity exports. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.